Well, look, the final day is a final day. I think the game hinged on, we've got knots 60 for 6, and we've got knots, what were they, 8 down, 7 down for 140, 113. You know, you really should be born. The wicket was 150 wicket, and you miss your window there, and you let a lad get away and ball, lose the plot a little bit, and that's where the game was. Yesterday's whole day would be completely different if we've got a 60, 70, 80 run lead. 51 there. They can't play with the same mental freedom that they could do yesterday, so you're massively behind the eight ball. And then today it's a huge ask. Wicket's got a couple of naughty balls in it, and it seems as it has consistently, and you know, the wrappers up quite easily.
You did what you had to do first thing, taking those last three wickets for just 15, and it gave you a target of 310. What was the feeling about that target, Mark, in the dressing room?
Well, look, you want to win, don't you? You plan and you do to win, but we're hoping the wicket flattened out a little bit with a bit of overheads and the drying wind and everything, but there was still a lot there, as you saw then. A bit of inconsistent bounce came in. And once you're 20 for 3, it's very difficult. And we've got a few batters who are shell-shocked as well a little bit at the moment because of what's happened to them in there. We've had four difficult games on very, very challenging wickets, four consecutive games, two at home, two away. It's took its toll a little bit, and but, you know, the Knotts had the standout performer, didn't they, in Young Wood, and his, let's say, his contribution on that first day. It was just a complete difference between the games, turning the game completely on its head.
You were saying last night that the Sussex batsman had a difficult time. That's starting to affect confidence, Mark.
Oh, it's going to do, isn't it? Yeah, you say you go four innings where you believe, well, we've had four games, as I say, when the ball's gone sideways or up and down at times as well. Of course it's going to do. Batsmen don't feel secure, don't feel confident, don't know what the best thing to do, and doubt creeps in. So it's about trying to instill confidence in the players and trying to take away doubt as much as they can. But you can't give people confidence, you can only try and build it.
What could you do about that? I think, for example, of Luke Wells early in the season. He played a bit of second 11 cricket, got his confidence back, came back and made runs. I guess that's not an option for everybody, though.
Well, no, you can't leave everybody out, can you? Obviously, it worked for Luke. It gave him some time out of the battle. We've got Joycey coming back in, who's just gone to Ireland and got 220, so he'll had some time in the middle, so he'll feel better about himself. So, obviously, Ed will come in for somebody in the next game. We'll lose CJ, so we're going to have to make an adjustment there. But, as I say, there's no easy answers, and the players who's played before have been there and have got that T-shirt and those scars. And the younger ones are in there, haven't been there before, and it's a learning process for them.
And how important now going into the Hampshire game, Mark? You know, you've got some senior players like Chris Nash and Mike Yardy and Luke Wright helping these younger players through this difficult time.
Yeah, it is, definitely. But obviously, you know, they're hurting as well. You know, the senior players haven't got off and running as well. You know, with the we played on two good wickets, good cricket wickets in the first two games. We played six matches, so the first two games we started on good cricket wickets. The last four, really, they've been 280 wickets, all of them. A couple of freakish things have inflated the scores, you know, like Woody in this game, Ollie and Hobden in the Durham game, etc. The other Middlesex games and our game against Warwickshire is, you know, there's only extras getting you into the 250s, isn't there, really? So it's been challenged. In all the four games we've had, both sides have challenged, which, you know, we've won one, lost three. So as I say, but for the batters, it's been a challenge. It has. So it's to say, all we can keep repeating is we work hard with them, as much on their confidence as well as their technique as well.
Steve McGoffin, a plus point for the match yet again. 12 for 159 in the match.
Yeah, he had a mixed game in the sense that he obviously he had that awkward hour, half an hour, didn't he, in that crucial part of the game. But he was back to his best in terms of the areas he hit. The rhythm he'd got, he felt a bit not quite himself for the first part of the summer. On wickets again, which ideally would be suiting him. But he felt not quite as right. Not far away, but not quite right. And he'd worked hard with John Lewis in the build-up to this game, and was back to his best. He was his control of length, his control of where he was putting the ball, what he wanted to do with it was outstanding.
Let's look ahead to Hampshire on Sunday. I know it's a few days away. What will be happening in these sort of intervening days, Mark?
Boys will have tomorrow, we'll travel back. Boys will have Thursday off, and then we'll be in on Friday, and obviously Saturday to build up for the game then.